Yeah, in a couple of words, we have been working on this issue now since quite a few weeks in securing access, safe access to Yei by road, which we finally managed last week. We could send in two teams on two cars and two trucks with some emergency supplies. They reached Yei last Thursday.
Yes, and this is, of course, the first one since classes began or conflict began there. Why has it taken this long for ICRC to possibly be there?
I mean, we have, what took us quite a bit of time is to go in by road. We have been there quite regularly with teams by air. We sent in aircraft prior to that mission. So we had teams on the spot. We could take in some smaller supplies. We could also establish contacts, assist the hospital, and also take out some wounded people over the last few weeks on a regular basis. But then the road convoy was only possible last week because of security concerns, because of to get all the guarantees that we can actually send in a team by road.
Yes, who brokered the deal to allow these end convoys to reach Yei?
I wouldn't call it brokering a deal. It is the way we work across the country here in South Sudan and across the globe. We approach, of course, first and foremost, the authorities, the SPLA. We get a green light and clearance from their side. And then we talk to a big variety of people on the ground to make sure everybody knows that we are coming, everybody knows our mission, and everybody respects and accepts the mission of the Red Cross.
How many trucks arrived into the town, and what are they carrying specifically?
We had, in the first instance, now we had two trucks, and they had emergency food supplies. It's a kind of a emergency food like biscuits and a blend for child feeding and intensive feeding.
Yes, and as your team went there on the ground, can you describe for us what the ICRC teams found out on the ground on arrival in Yei town?
Yeah, the situation is kind of diverse. You have still life going on. Some markets are functioning. The population is there. There are much fewer people in town than prior to those events. And then you have pockets of vulnerable people, IDP people. They are squatting in abandoned houses and the neighborhoods, and they are getting more and more in a dire situation. That's also those groups of people we assisted with this first assistance. And now more should come in, also by other organizations. Other people are working on that as well. There's MSF looking into the medical mission a bit more substantially, and WFP also is gearing up for more food aid.
Yes, you talk about the medicine, medical issues. Let's hear about that briefly, because we heard about severe shortage of medicine there. What do you know about this?
The hospital is still functioning, albeit at a much lower level, and the services are not what they used to be, but there's still a functioning structure which is being supported bit by us, by others. And that's also something now people, international organizations are gearing up, providing support, making sure these services are being provided to the population, but also to the IDPs there in Yei town.
And are we expecting more convoys going on road? I mean, more trucks from the ICRC going there to Yei?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we continue working on that. And as I said, we will not be the only ones. Other organizations will join into this effort.
All right, Jug, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.